राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन चारी जमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय अंशपाद परमहंस परिवृजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत शिष्यमत जैन वृषण अभय चरण अरविंद भक्तिदान स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन डिग्री फाउंडर आचार्य जगद्गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत शिष्यमत इस डिवाइन ग्रेशल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रज वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय समावेत भक्त वृंद की जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंद ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबली ऑफ ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबली ऑफ ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबली ऑफ ग्लोरियस श्री गुरु अंश
Hare Krishna, I forgot to announce this. We'd like to also welcome, Maharaj has a tour company. One is Ashit Aradhya Prabhu from India and Daipayan Prabhu, temple president of Orlando. So let us welcome him, them also by chanting one time Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna,
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fifth chapter in text number 19, the cause of all causes. What is that? Yeah. Karya karana kartritve. द्रव्य ज्ञान क्रियाश्रयः बध्नन्ति नित्यदा मुक्तं मायिनां पुरुषं गुणः कार्यकारणकर्तृत्वे द्रव्य ज्ञान क्रियाश्रयः बध्नन्ति नित्यदा मुक्तं मायिनं पुरुषं गुणः कार्यकारणकर्तृत्वे द्रव्यज्ञानक्रियाश्रयः बध्नन्ति नित्यदा मुक्तं मायिनं पुरुषं गुणः
कार्यकारणकर्तृत्वे द्रव्यज्ञानक्रियाश्रयः बध्नन्ति नित्यदा मुक्तं मायिनं पुरुषं गुणः
Vāyināṁ puṣṇāṁ
Kāryakāraṁ kartutve
Kāryakāraṁ kartutve
Dravyajñāna kriyāśvā
Dravyajñāna kriyāśvā
Vānante nityadāmuktam
Vānante nityadāmuktam
Vāyināṁ puṣṇāṁ guṇā
Vāyināṁ puṣṇāṁ guṇā
Kāryakāraṁ kartutve
Others?
Kaya kana karakrate
Kaya kana
karakrate Gavya jana kriyasraya
Gavya jana kriyasraya
Varnante nityadamuktam
Varnante nityadamuktam
Maya nam pursam gunam
Maya nam pursam gunam
Kaya karana karakrate
Kaya karana
Karya,
effect,
karana,
cause,
kartrutve, in activities, dravya, material, jnana, knowledge, kriya ashrayaha, manifested by such symptoms, vatnanti, conditions, nityada, eternally, muktam, transcendental, maina, affected by material energy, purusham,
the living entity,
gunaha, the material modes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. These three modes of material nature being further manifested as matter, knowledge and activities put the eternally transcendental living entity under the conditions of cause and effect and make him responsible for such activities. Because they are between the internal and external potency, the eternally transcendental living entities are called the marginal potency of the Lord. Factually, the living entities are not meant to be so conditioned by the material energy, but due to their being affected by the false sense of lording it over the material energy, they come under the influence of such potencies and thus become conditioned by the three modes of material nature. This eternal energy of the Lord covers up the pure knowledge of the living entities eternally existing with Him. But the covering is so constant that it appears that conditioned soul is eternally ignorant. Such is the wonderful action of Maya, or external energy manifested as if materially produced. By covering power of the material energy, the material scientists cannot look beyond the material causes, but factually behind the material manifestations there are adibhut, adhyatma and adideva actions which the conditioned soul in the mode of ignorance cannot see. The adibhut manifestation entails the repetition of birth and death and with old age and disease, and the adhyatma manifestation conditions the spirit soul, and the adideva manifestation is controlling system. These are the material manifestation of the cause and effect and the sense of responsibility of the conditioned actors. There are, after all, manifestation of the conditioned state, and the human being's freedom from such a conditioned state is the highest perfection of attainment. Om jnanati mirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshum nilitan yena tasmai sri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guruha shri jatapadakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sadra jatam sahagana raghunathan vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam sadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhan vitamscha he krishna karuna sindho dina bandho jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namastate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarana Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare In this chapter Narad Muni is asking Brahma secrets of the creation, sustenance and maintenance. And as for the material side of the creation of this bhautik prakriti, then Brahma is telling the same version as Krishna has also told in Bhagavad Gita. Karya karana kartutve hetu prakriti bhi uchate. Purusha sukha dukha nam bhaktutve hetu uchate. The nature is said to be the cause of the material causes and the effects, whereas the living entity is the cause of various sufferings and enjoyment in this world. So here we see Brahma is telling the three modes of material nature come under the activity that is going to further entangle the living entity, and due to that the influence of the three modes of material nature will make him forgetful. And then the attachment to the matter will become the cause for him to be under not only the bondage, or in this way, whether he may be thinking himself in illusion that he is happy or in distress. Purusha sukha dukkha nam bhruktutve hetu ruchyate. So this is completely illusory, but this illusion is binding the jiva, who is the marginal potency of Lord Shri Krishna. How he is getting trapped. Actually, he is introduced into this womb of material nature, but to manifest material nature, Krishna creates 24 elements, right? And in explanation of Prahlad Maharaj, what he learnt in the womb of his mother, the transcendental sound vibrations of Narada Muni, that actually there are 26 elements that has been created. Now, there is no difference between 24 and 26 as far as the total creative potency of Lord Krishna is concerned. And from that point onwards, Brahma has to take over for Visarga, and then he combine and permute the different varieties out of all this. It's a very complicated mixture, and that creates also different mentalities and different attachments and different ways. Now, Krishna is the primary creator, and he created first five objects of acknowledgement, and they are for five senses and five working senses. Now, shabda, rupa, gandha, sparsha, what is the fifth one?
Rasa.
So, these five subjects.
English.
Huh?
English. Rasa. English.
Yeah, but they are the five objects of senses have been created.
Audience doesn't know those, maybe. English sometimes required. Online listening.
Okay.
Some tests
doesn't. Okay. So, five objects of senses, five senses and five working senses, 15 are there. Plus, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, 8 are gross and subtle coverings of that. So, then it is said that the three modes of material nature is entering, and the living entity along with Paramatma, that makes 26. They are all coming in the form of a living entity, but the living entity himself is bewildered, but the Paramatma feature is accompanying him to guide him. When the consciousness will be developed in hierarchical situations. For the simple life, a unicellular organism or complicated multicellular organisms, the complexity of entanglement increases, and especially in the ninth creation of Brahma, that is human being, this is because of rajo adhika karma para, his estimation of happiness or at ease or in alignment with the surrounding is based on how much disturbances he has. More the disturbance means you are unhappy, less disturbance means you are that much happy. But this is an illusory measurement because of Rajagun. Illusory management. The living entity when influenced by the three modes of material nature, and they are also more or less indifferent situation. Srila Prabhupada says that there is no pure goodness existing in the material nature. It's always mixed and tainted with either rajogun or tamogun. So in the material world, more of pure goodness is not available, except when you are in transcendence, then you will realize that. Why creation has to be coming in set, and Brahma has the function to do the visarga, means creating the varieties out of these 26 elements. because it's a continual process, it is only the transformations in certain stages. During the annihilation, the living entities are eternal, and the ingredients of the both gross and subtle energy, they are there ever. So the repetition of getting a new life or new new form of the body, Brahma has to utilize this mechanism to award different bodies. So Brahma is explaining to Narad Muni here the initial aspect of Visarga, that the Lord has already been the cause of all causes, but at the same time, you know, there are subordinate causes that are created through the agency of the three modes of material nature. Subordinate causes are there. So it becomes a complicated creation. Visarga becomes more complicated creation. But then more complicacy is also on the tertiary ground. The demigods and demons are also creators. They are getting the creative potency from Brahma. And the fourth number is human being. He is also a creator, but he creates from the created. Only Krishna is the original creator. Right? So in this way, creation has been going on, but because it is in the influence of the three modes of material nature, and the three modes of material nature are directly reflections of the transcendental glance of Mahavishnu. Sa ikshati sa iman lokan asrujata. He glances on the inert nature and activates. But the glance is perverted now. The Satchidananda glance is becoming Sattva, Raj and Tama. And they are not only individually acting, they are acting as one, like Mahatattva. The three modes of material nature, when they are manifested as a reflection of Mahavishnu's glance, it is called Mahatattva. And Mahatattva becomes the cause of bewildering the living entity. So, gradual development from the lump of 24 elements, Atma is sent in along with Paramatma, because Paramatma is everywhere. But this is the cognizant faculty that the jiva is getting through the consciousness given by Paramatma. living entity does not have its own consciousness. And this consciousness is running through the senses. So naturally, five objects of senses have been created first. Then five organs to perceive through the senses. And all these five senses were supposed to be used in knowing the reality. Instead, they are ending up with the matter under illusion. Matter under illusion. So the living entity who is said to be Purusha means the enjoyer, false enjoyer. Purushaha prakriti sthopi bhunte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sadyoni janmashu. The cause is the guna sanga. The cause is guna sanga to carve our, liberation or delusion. It is for the guna sanga that the community has to be formed. Guna sanga. Devotees, because they are in duality, but they are not delusioned. Otherwise, common people are in duality and delusion. But Srila Prabhupada helped us to understand our separate identity from the material body and even subtle body of mind, intelligence and ego. So this distinction is very important, but to dig out the original entanglement, Brahma is telling you that it is the three modes of material nature that is the cause of our entanglement. Ignorance plays a more important part in Kali Yuga to delude us more and more. Therefore, we become more stupid. Otherwise, there is no cause. It is the mode of ignorance that makes us stupid. We have to come out from that. The idea is that we try to create more of goodness all around. It's a sort of wishful thinking. But when we use the transcendence, which is the superior mode beyond the material nature, that will help follow. That will help us to follow the higher principle of transcendental mode to be prevailing. That is our practice. So by practice, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the transcendental mode that it generates, it becomes the governing principle. So Krishna, who is the transcendental Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the cause of all causes. And then simply to put this living entity out of their own fault. Iccha dvesha samuthena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sargayanti parantapa. Krishna says to Arjuna that out, these are two factors, iccha and dvesha. They create delusion of duality. In Krishna's realm, Krishna's consciousness works. Nobody can interject their own consciousness because it does not belong there. In Krishna's jurisdiction, they have to be fallen into temporary creative faculty. That is the material manifestation, which is from time to time created, sustained and dissolved. So Brahma plays a a part in a temporary creation, and he has also to be subjugated to the rules of material nature. But Narad Muni was very much inquisitive about this creative principles, and it is a great subject matter for even Vidurji to let us know through Maitreya Muni the technicalities of our creation, sustenance and dissolution. Vidur asked so many questions regarding this, and the terminology and the sequential development, and sometimes it bewilders and we cannot keep up the track with it. It's a very technical subject matter of material creation. It's not that simple like Big Bang. It is easy to think, yes, Ben. Oh yeah, we sometimes cut a joke to, even in Bible it is said that in the beginning there was the Word and the Word was God. And we say, Pranava Sarva Vedeshu Om. It's a big sound. And it is still prevailing from material nature and penetrates. Why consciousness has to be born in the first place? Why consciousness has to be blown to before appearance of the Lord? To remain in tune that He is the Creator and His sound, the transcendental sound, which is epitomized by the deep resonant sound of conscience. It's one may call it symbolic, but there is the spiritual understanding is also about. So the idea is that this is the onset of creation, and onset of creation. Then, if we understand the fundamentals, then we will be able to understand the complicacies that have been created afterwards. So, this is the cause of the bondage, plus in Bhagavad Gita it is called the cause of happiness and distress, which is also an imagined factor. But it is due to the three modes of material nature. So, I would like to stop here. Yes, we have a mic for Sheshapuram.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your words of wisdom. I just had a question. You were describing nicely how we're in ignorance and you're giving knowledge. But to get free from the influence of ignorance, is all we need is the knowledge? Or do we need more? Something more than just knowing that we're an illusion.
Ignorance is prevailing. Even in information, gathering information, but it doesn't constitute knowledge. And the information is stored in the mind, okay? But intelligence is different. Indriyani pararahu indriyabhya paramana manasasto paror buddhe. Buddhe istu se eva paraha. Subtler than gross body are the senses, subtler than the senses are the mind, subtler than the mind is intelligence, and subtler than intelligence is the soul. So what is the closest? Is the intelligence. Now, intelligence has a definition in Bhagavad Gita, na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asat, ubhayor api drashtanta tattva darshibhi. If you are seeker of the truth, then you will understand for the eternal there is no cessation, and for the temporary there is no endurance. Mind does not discriminate this, but intelligence discriminates that. So in Kali Yuga, people are dull-headed. Mandaha sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrita. They become more bewildered. That's why the age is very, very troublesome. They don't have much lifespan, right? Prana alpayushya sabya kalavasmin yuge janaha mandaha sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrita. I remember last time, 3 years back when I came here, we were talking about the Higgs boson and the this super collider and they created in Geneva. Now we are hearing that after 10 years of their so-called achievement, they did not progress any further in last 10 years. So now they are thinking to abandon the billions of dollars project. They did in Waxahachie in Dallas. They had 10 mile radius of a superhadron collider, but it blew up. So they created a 25 mile radius between the border of Geneva in France, and now they are thinking abandoning. You know, big Lord Shiva statue is there. There is some tinge of spirituality is there, because there were some Indian scientists were there. Then this superhadron is an like the splitting of an atom, but here electrons are used, so it creates a hell of an energy. So Lord Shiva is the Lord of destruction, and they put him. So they were very skeptical about their knowledge. They were speculating. Moreover, they get more bewildered if they go into, you know, capturing Higgs boson. There are many Higgs boson. They thought they want to. Higgs boson is a God particle that they were looking for, but they failed. They only could capture a little glimpse of photographs, but there were multiple Higgs boson there. They haven't seen the Virat Rupa. You know? So the idea is that in Kali Yuga, our odds are very little, but Prabhupada is so merciful that he has given us there is another mode. Parastasmattu bhavanyo vyakta vyakta sanatana. That is the transcendental mode. And that information is in our Shastra, and the personality is there, and his influence is there, his locality is there. Everything has been spelled out, you know. So Prabhupada said, if you know, if you are chanting Hare Krishna, even without any fear on the streets, you are the most intelligent person. In the beginning, he encouraged the devotees who were going out in the robes made up of the cotton bolt, and they had big shikha, because when hippie with long hair shaves his head, he has to keep a sizable shikha. So when they were criticized on this, you know, and some will come to ask Srila Prabhupada, we are getting discouragement, you know. Prabhupada said, no, these people, they are not intelligent, they don't know. The one who chants on the Hare Krishna, you know, Hare Krishna on the street is the most intelligent person. We know how the intelligence is embedded in Krishna consciousness. And that's why we are hanging. We don't want to be taken in a false ride by anybody else. Yes, Baba.
Maharaj, thank you so much. Such a deep and thorough explanation of this verse. I had read the purport a day or so ago, and around in the middle of the purport, Srila Prabhupada was saying about how the covering is so constant that even though the living entities are eternally connected with Krishna, we become so very covered by ignorance. So somehow those sentences really struck me. And as you were speaking, I was thinking, you know, it's such a complicated subject matter. No matter how many times I've heard about the 24 elements or 20, all I can do is sit and listen. And so I think my question is, because I know I can't transcend by my own effort. So is it by trying?
With the sword of knowledge, you can slash the ignorance. It has been said, Krishna gives everything, you know, in 15th chapter also, that the whole material world is an upside down reflection of the reality. But it is so profuse that once you are lost in, you will never be able to come out. But if you have the sword of knowledge and detachment, slash it, and you will be able to come out. That is also very well explained in Bhavatavi of the person goes into jungle and get lost. Yes. Right. Asanga shastrena dradena chitva. That is it. yes. But Krishna is so kind that even the process is not different from him. The name is not different from him, and the process is also not different from him. Those who are tesham satata yuktanam bhajatan priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti te. Krishna provides the intelligence if we don't have intelligence, but we are so dull that we do not even invest a reasonable faith in Krishna. That is our, you know, tragedy. So everything has been spelled out, and it has to be remembered all the time. And therefore, our daily practice, even if it is you call Vaishnava etiquette, but it starts from rising up, taking care of the deities. It ends up with the deities. That is the etiquette for the devotees. Then we will never become, you know, fall to ignorance and lethargy.
Maharaj, earlier in your talk, you mentioned about the Lord glancing over the material energy to activate it. And then you said that, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I am mistaken, that the living entity does not have his own consciousness, but rather the consciousness of the super soul. Can you explain, please?
Yes, because super soul is sitting in the heart of that living entity, andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham, he can become smaller than even the jiva. But he is the one to infuse consciousness into him. Otherwise, he is like an extinguished spark. The rekindling of the spark is the connection that super soul keeps with us, but we do not care for him.
Okay. Also, you connected the blowing of the conch shell with the sound Om. Can you, are we to understand that that conch shell sound is the Om?
It's deep resonant, what we call, you know, that is, Krishna prefers. The small shank, they do not sound. It becomes, you know, very, very thin sound, doesn't go along with the Om. But the big conscience, generally they prefer, and that really are resonant in that. Yeah, it was a simile. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Maharaj. You mentioned another famous statement about the Big Bang Theory. So sometimes I wonder that, you know, with this, an explosion, the universe is coming out of the body of Mahavishnu. In a sense, that's like explosion in slow motion, you know? And so I wonder if maybe the scientists don't have it completely wrong. I just wondered if you had any thoughts on that.
We can satisfy by thinking that the black holes are the pores of Vishnu. The pores on the skin of Vishnu, where the universes are generating, they're like black holes.
Everything goes back inside.
Yeah.
And you will be kind to the saints.
Srila Prabhupada was feeling very elated and happy to defeat the scientists. That is the mood. Even though Prabhupada learned in scientific background, he was BSc, but at the same time, at least I am inspired by that banging. Anything else? Yeah.
When I was asking my first question to you, I remembered the Damodar Leela and the cat and the last 2 inches of the rope. And I was thinking, yes, by our effort and by the mercy, just by hearing and hearing from devotees like your good self, from Srila Prabhupada, we can try, but it's only by the mercy that we actually can hope to get beyond. And I just want to thank you for coming and speaking so faithfully and clearly.
In the beginning, we have a very mild faith, but we start the process without any shastric, in-depth, analytical way, transcendental nature of the process. We just take it on the superficial level, but if we start practicing, it starts revealing itself. Self-revelation is coming through this understanding which has been described by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita as well as in Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord Shri Krishna. So whether our faith is lukewarm, if we like the process and hang on to it, it will definitely give you liberation. But love of God is little deeper. It requires proper liberation from ignorance of all the kinds. All right? All right. Thank you very much, Prabhupada.